In Parshas Naso, we have the passages containing to both the Sota and then the Nazir back together. First the Sota, and then Nazir. And the question asked is why do we have Nazir come right after the Sota? And Rashi explains to understand that by being a Sota, it came through something that happened before. Maybe drinking too much, maybe being a little lax, but it was through those types of actions that caused one to have, you know, the episode of Sota occurring. I don't believe the Torah is telling us that this is the campaign for being anti-alcohol, and a campaign that's telling you, you know, every Purim Sudah is going to end with something bad, and every Shabbos L'Chaim is going to end with something bad. But the Torah is teaching us something very, very important. They are teaching us that our actions have consequences, and to understand it, and to understand that in the case of the Sota, it often came from some bad judgment that came before. And thinking, okay, you know, I had one shot, two shots, a little bit to drink, a lot to drink, whatever it might be, is not really such a big deal. But the Torah is making sure that we remember and understand it's not true. It's not true. It is a big deal. And it could definitely have consequences. And to fully understand that when you're making a decision, to man up and to control your decision and to realize, well, if this is not something that's going to end well for me, it's not something I should be doing. It's a case I always tell guys in yeshiva, that if you have a hard time waking up in the morning, when you go to bed at 4 in the morning, the chances of waking up the next morning are not good. If you have a hard time waking up with one alarm, so the chance of waking up with one alarm is much less likely than if you have two or three alarms. It doesn't mean you should keep doing it. It's annoying for roommates, but that gives you your best chance of succeeding and understanding that. And that's the same exact thing that's happening here. We don't know. We don't know what caused the case to occur. In every instance, it would have been different. But it is a very, very good chance that it may have been from alcohol, and it may have been something that was a bad decision. And to understand that my action has a consequence. And if I'm not somebody who's going to handle this well, to put myself in a position where I'm able to succeed, not to put myself in losing predicaments. A lot of coaches, offensive coordinators, the young quarterbacks, they come out of the game play, let me get them an easy 7-yard pass, an easy second and three. Because I don't want to be facing second and long and third and long, and he's not going to succeed. But rather to put yourself in a position where you're most equipped to be able to succeed. Have a wonderful Shabbat.